This is Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark, and tonight is going to be an interesting night on the airwaves. If you are HF capable, starting at 7:30, just so everyone is aware, Bob is going to be hosting his 10-meter gathering. If you have any questions on that, you can feel free to tune to 28.445 at 7:30. Let me try that again. If you have any questions on that, you can feel free to tune to 28.445 at 7:30 and talk to Bob. It's just trying to see who we can talk to in the area on 10 meters at 28.445, plus or minus 5, depending on what type of noise or traffic's happening there.
Well, LZI Mobile, I want to tell you something. Over in Oconee County on Sunday night at 7:30 p.m. to a 10-meter negative swell, but I don't remember the frequency.
Over to 146.52. That's 146.52, the national calling frequency. And we're just going to see who we can reach when we don't have a repeater to help us out. The findings last month were pretty interesting. I learned a lot about what my little antenna can reach just from inside the house. I encourage you to join us at 8:30. And then I'll be calling the net at 9 p.m., the regular Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society 9 p.m. net. Well, that happens at 9, so that'll be right after the Simplex net at 8:30. So we got the 10-meter net at 7:30, and that's going to be again at 28.445. We've here on this repeater, and we've got a standard everyday 2-meter net on the repeater at 9. Well, if you can, this is Mark, KQ4, WHM.
Well, LZI Mobile, I'm just going to let you know something for some informational purposes. One whole company, county. They have a 10-meter net. I think it's 28.340. I think it is. It's 7:30 on Sunday. I'm just letting you know for informational purposes. KI4LZI Mobile.
KI4LZI, Andy. AQ4WHM, Mark.
About theirs, you know, y'all just started y'all's, but they've been doing theirs over there for a few years, and I just thought I would point that out as well and get that out to plenty of people as well. KI4LZI Mobile.
The first part of that, Andy, who else is doing one? I'd love to see what we can do.
Over in Oconee County. Seems like this call's N4AHO. N4AHO. They do it, I think, on 28.340. Now, I'm not sure of this, but I think it's somewhere around about that. On Sunday night at 7:30 p.m.
Well, I didn't know about that one, but I'm certainly going to check it out. Sunday night, and the call is N4AHO, November 4, Alpha Hotel, Oscar. Thanks for the heads up, Andy. I appreciate that.
Something going on, I don't know. At least 2 or 3 years, maybe longer, but until you just announced this about that over there, I didn't know about that and over there, and I've heard some others say that they do another one somewhere down there in the lower part of the state, but I don't know enough about that to know anything. I've just heard them mention it here on the net, here on 610 before. That's all I know about that. KI4LZI Mobile.
Here's the South Carolina HF net. I did that one time, and I failed to go back, but that's another one that you can do statewide. They've got a website. I have to go back and look it up, and I might talk about that tonight. But I appreciate the heads up, sir. I definitely wasn't aware of the one in Oconee. I'm going to check that one out and see what I can learn about it. But thank you for the heads up. This is KQ4 WHM.
Well, I'm over here. I can hear a lot of the Oconee County repeaters, and I've heard them talk quite a bit about that. KI4LZI Mobile.
Hey, Andy, do you remember the Dark Corners net?
I'm not sure. I may or one I've heard talk about down the lower part of the state. I know they're having one, but I don't remember any details about it.
4 years ago, it was a 10-meter net. They called it the Dark Corners net. And I checked into it long time ago. I don't even know if it's still around or not. Don't even remember what frequency, 28.4 something. But, you know, because this whole area up here used to be called the Dark Corner with all the moonshine going on.
I'm aware of that. You know what I was telling you about earlier? I just pulled in here at the... Well, I was telling you about before here at the Pickens EOC here in Pickens. And if you ever do make it over here, it's in the lower level of the admin building. Around the back of the building here where the big tower stands up, you come in most time right around here at the lower back part of the building and go in there, and the EOC is in the bottom. But I'm here destinated at it. KI4LZI Mobile.
Everybody, N4ZLK. Good evening, Mark.
How is your commute going today?
It's sitting in my office at home.
You still remodeling?
I put together a new office chair for myself yesterday and that I got from Staples. And the back of the chair has a big lumbar cushion on it, and it was crooked, and you can kind of move it around, but it just doesn't sit right. So I called them, and they sent me another one. I just got it on the porch just a few minutes ago, so now I'm remodeling my chair.
Ham, you have to have a proper chair, and of course, lumbar support is terribly important, so you keep going.
So I'm at the age now where I want the most comfortable chair I can get to, most practical, so... I sat in a bunch of chairs. I think my wife was getting a little frustrated with me. I'm the same way about shoes, though. She wears them for looks. I wear them for comfort.
I find that comfort matters more as she gets to a certain point, but let her do what she wants to do. That's the important thing. Just don't get the elbow.
She's a good woman. She's at the other end of the house. She's been under the weather the last few days. I'm trying to keep an eye on her and get her what she needs and leave her alone after that. So, anyway, Mark, what time is that 10-meter thing tonight? I turned the radio on and heard Andy talking, and then I remembered, but I didn't catch your announcement.
The 10-meter net that Bob, I think it's W1RPG, he's got it set for 7:30 p.m., at 28.445 plus or minus 5. Sent out an email for the last couple of weeks to all the club members, and, well, we got more folks on the radio than just the club members, so we might as well get them in there.
If I remember, it's only, an hour, 2 hours away. If I can't remember by then I probably don't need to join.
Well, 3M has these things called post-it notes. I put mine on the refrigerator, and it greatly enhances my memory.
The computers we carry around in our pockets all day, they've got good reminders, too, and I just forget to use them.
Is both a burden and a blessing, and it just depends on where it is and how convenient the sounds are to your ear at the given moment.
All right, let me let you go. Get this taken care of and make sure it works too. I'll talk to you later. I'll check in tonight. N4ZLK.
Yes, sir. Make sure that pillow's comfortable and it sits square. Enjoy your evening, sir. We'll talk to you on the net later. This is KQ4WHN 73, sir.
KQ4WHN KR4ETW.
Yes, sir. How can I help?
Okay, Mark, it's Chuck over at, Greer, I'm over right now. How often is that 10-meter thing go? Once a month, once a week, or what?
Well, it's not my event. I'm just kind of alley-ooping the message that I got from Bob, but he's been doing it every Tuesday at 7:30 for the last month. And I've struggled to get it on my calendar, but I'm bound and determined to do it tonight. So 7:30 tonight. At 28.445 minus 5, 7:30.
Mine's not up and going yet, but I could probably listen.
An antenna for the last month, that would probably have better luck on 10 meters, so I'm going to give it a shot and see how I can hear. That's the magic of radio. It's always an experiment.
If you go in a meeting, I'll catch you maybe after a while on the net. Carol 4ETW.
Yes, sir. This is KQ4 WHM.
Radio now that says that 10 meters. It's a fair point. I have some comments.